Got a lot in this episode, guys. Because we usually recap two, we're recapping four.
Yeah. Woo!
Hello, hello, if you don't know, my name is Viviana.
My name's Felicia.
And this is the Lucid Dream Podcast.
Hell yeah.
Woo. And we were recapping All Stars 4 of the challenge, and it has come to an end.
Yes.
But we must go through the episodes.
One by one. Okay, so where we left off last time was episode 9. So that's the episode where we're at in the podcast.
Yes, episode 9.
So it seems like where we're left off is like everyone's versus Kara.
Oh, yeah.
Especially in Kara's mind.
I mean, but you know what? Low-key, it ended up that way.
It definitely did.
Especially because she kept coming back. People are like, well, damn, bitch, just die.
Just go home. I mean, Kara is a beast, so it's like, why would anyone want her to stay?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want her to stay.
And honestly, she doesn't sound like she got great energy.
She does sound very draining to be around, yeah. Low-key, but a lot of these hookers do.
Yeah.
Not that's just how I talk. You're not actually a hooker.
Yeah, and also, that's just how you're coming off on TV. We don't actually
Television.
The television. I'm sure you have friends. Yeah, Nicole and Kara got into it right in the beginning of this episode.
I feel like we know it's heavily edited,
yeah.
But it feels like they're fighting over nothing.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing.
Yo, keep my name out your mouth.
Nicole. Really?
They both just seem like highly paranoid people. I actually think they have a lot in common, which is funny.
Here's my thing. Everyone's going to talk about everybody. We just don't know what Kara's specifically saying. Because it depends on what she's saying. Yeah, I'll be like, yeah, keep my name out your mouth. Mm-hmm. But we're all in each other's way of the game because we all want to win $250,000. Mm-hmm. And we all can't win that money. So, yeah, my name is going to be in people's mouths. Of course it is. But what is Kara saying?
Yeah.
Besides game. And Nicole is just fucking mad.
Mm-hmm.
Laurel chose you already, babes. It's over.
Yeah.
Laurel and Kara are the strangest of frenemies. They're like, what was it? I've seen some people are like, they are the new Bananas and Wes. No, they're not. No, they're not. Shut the fuck up. No, they're not. But like, yeah, like Nicole, what is the problem? What is the problem? Or why are you so hung up on it? Like,
I don't know.
If everything Kara says is bullshit, doesn't matter, she's crazy, then just let it go. Because it comes off as you're just picking fights just to pick fights.
I do think she's picking fights just to pick fights. I think, like I said in the last podcast, I think she's been a constant point of contention in their relationship. So she'll just continue to be that. Whether together, when they're not together, she'll just continue to be so.
Hmm.
Yeah. She'll be a reason why it went wrong from the jump. She'll be a reason why she'll always be somewhat of a threat to Laurel. I think Laurel finds her as a threat in multiple ways, in the way of the game, and also in the way for Nicole's affection. So I think that, you know, it's just going to constantly be so.
You know, in the challenge this episode, I think it's like in duo pairs.
Yeah. This one, the challenge for this episode is called Run the Plank. So they're all like trying to get up, grab onto this ball, pull it down. And Cam quits.
That was so frustrating. Now, it's television. They all look tiny on camera. I don't like heights, so I'd probably have an issue with this a little bit. And also, I'm not coordinated. There's a lot of issues at hand. Just going off like everyone else's issue with this challenge. But like Cam quitting was so like, because TJ announced it's another girl's day. So, or no, it's just a girl's day. It's a girl's day. And like, Cam, it's you or Kara every fucking single time.
Yeah.
Every single time. And for her to be like, I can't do this, I'm quitting. Listen, yeah, do whatever the fuck you want, I guess. But like, you're going in.
I think
you handed that to people.
Yeah, I think it's like one of those things where if you, Kara, or Laurel are in the bottom, your names will be brought up in there. And it's because you guys are the biggest competition.
You are the big bads.
Yeah. You guys are the big bads. You're fucking... You're fucking Beyonce, Taylor Swift, and Ariana Grande. When you drop, everyone gonna know.
everybody.
Everyone.
And so, yeah, the moment came, I'm just like, it's a girl's day. This day, I don't want to foresee it, but I'm foreseeing.
Yeah.
Foresawed.
Yeah.
And what was it?
So Laurel and Derek win.
Yes, Laurel and Derek win.
Yes.
And I didn't like that either.
Like Derek.
Oh, I'm thinking about Laurel because it's a girls' day, so the boys just win just to win.
I like Laurel being. I didn't mind Laurel winning because in my mind, she was gonna try to get her star. Like to me, I just didn't understand why she wasn't trying to get her star. That's just me. Why wouldn't she get her star? But I was also spoiled, so. So I was watching it. I'm like, how is this going to play out? Because how are you not going to want to get your star right now? Are you the one that sends Cam home? Who's sending Cam home?
You were spoiled on that. I was not. Yeah. I think I had a feeling of jump that Cam was going to leave before Leroy. I just had that feeling. Mm-hmm. But when there's a moment of hesitation and I don't know, I was just looking at like, Laurel's gonna put Laurel first in a way that makes sense to Laurel. It doesn't make sense to me that she wouldn't go down to get her star. That made me think she's not going down because it doesn't make sense to me.
She said that she was like, I'm gonna go down. I want to go down during a physical elimination with Kara. Listen, I just don't think that's smart. And I'm not saying you're not smart,
Kara. I think it was more Laurel. Of a satisfying thing for Laurel.
I think because she sent her home into physical challenges. But to be honest, she's very different than what she was back when you sent her home twice.
Mm.
She's kind of fucking jacked. I don't want...
Yeah. Those traps are crazy.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to send her home in any of those.
No. I think it's... Laurel is just very feisty and... I think it would be more satisfying that way to take her down physically. I think that's what it is. And I think that's an anger fuel. It's an emotion driven decision, I think.
I don't think like people were saying like, oh, that means that Laurel is scared of Kara. I don't think it's that at all. I genuinely think that this was the plan from jump.
Hmm.
I think at the end of the day, I think Laurel was thinking about going down, but I think like the second that she saw that Cam was down there, she was like, oh, this is amazing gameplay for me.
Yeah.
And Avery thought so too. All the women in the house thought so. Like, this is easy peasy. Lemon squeezy. And even like, I know all the rest of the women in the house were like, and even if Laurel does take Cam's place, also easy peasy lemon squeezy. Either way, a strong competitor is going home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, even though I'm mad at Laurel, I was just like, I do the fucking same.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Absolutely.
Yeah.
I just like him.
Yeah.
That's my girl.
Mm-hmm.
The fuck. So, that pissed me off.
I do think it was shiesty for her to be like, oh, I'm going down no matter what. When you know the truth of the matter is you're going to still assess the situation. And I think, like, Cam should have foregone that. I think anyone who says, like, oh, I'm going in no matter what is bullshit. Because you're going to forego the situation. You know your own skills. You're going to look at everything that's going on and you're going to be like, can I do this? You think I can do this successfully? Can I beat this person at it? So the fact that she lied and she said, oh, well, I'm going to go in no matter what. You're a fucking liar because you were never going to go in no matter what. I like how before the elimination, TJ was like my two faves. That was really cute.
I love, what was it? People would be like, TJ has favorites. TJ. Yeah, he does. He does. It's like so painfully obvious. Yeah. Painfully.
He likes Cam. He likes Leroy. He likes Kara. He likes Laurel. It's obvious.
He loves Tony. Oh, he was so excited when Tony was back.
Yeah, he likes Tony. I think he has a cute relationship with Veronica. I think it's funny.
I think he's kind of like, yeah, she's here again, you know.
Yeah, he obviously likes Bananas and CT.
Yeah, I've never seen him this giddy.
And Jordan.
I've never seen him this giddy. For elimination, yeah. Like, not just an elimination. Like, this whole challenge. He's like, yay.
Yes. He's having a real moment. He's so funny.
Yeah, I feel like he's like, because You know, he's cool in his own way. Mm-hmm. He's stoic a bit, but he, like, you know, he does whatever the fuck he wants. He gets uncomfortable, but he always maintains a calm. But this challenge, he's grinning ear to ear and he's just having fun. Yeah. I think he loves the whole, you know, old school throwing it back theme.
Yeah, I think he loves it a lot. Yeah. The next challenge is, the next episode, episode 10, is, the name of the challenge is Roll With It. I forgot what that challenge was.
They were, like, on crates. Like, rolling around.
Oh, yes! Yes! Oh, I remember that. That was ridiculous.
It looked fucking silly.
Yeah, it was very silly.
What was it? Leroy is without his main squeeze. And, like, they say that was the same thing. Like, it doesn't feel like a loss because I'm going back to my family and it's not the third. I'm like, without the money. That's fine.
It was a loss.
And Leroy is, like, Leroy keeps it together a lot. He doesn't get gagged too much. But he is, like, definitely, like, man, fuck Laurel.
You can tell he's, like, not really, he's talking more to Kara now. You could tell.
Yeah. He's like, all right, well, it's just you and me now, huh?
Because we just going to be on the outs together.
We're just going to be on the outs.
Mm-hmm.
But even, like, Jay and, like, other contestants were like, come on, Laurel. Like, this was, and, like, I get it. Like, I have so much anxiety. So I understand, like, the showmanship-wise, L. But, like, protecting my spot in a competition, you're going to overthink the fuck out of that. Yeah. So, in a part, like, I get it, but, like, it's not good TV. Yeah. It's not.
No.
There's no showmanship.
So, Laurel and Jay win, and then Jay goes to Leroy afterwards and is like, hey, if you go down, I'm taking your place and I'm doing it no matter what. I just don't like that, doing it no matter what.
What do you mean? Why don't you like that?
Because, like, you stop acting like you're not going to see the game and assess whether you can do it or not.
I mean, well, Jay went through with it.
I don't think he should have.
No, he didn't. No, he shouldn't have.
Yeah, no, I was like, if I was Jay standing up there, I would be like, I'm sorry to both competitors. I'm colorblind and I have a broken nose. Can't swim. Me and water don't mesh. This is set up so you guys can go down, really.
I think this is what's so brilliant about the challenge and how TJ runs it, because TJ, each and every time, even episode 2, he's just like, hey, I'm giving these stars away. You need a star to get to my final. And they're in episode, they know they're in, this is challenge 10.
Yeah.
Like, how much time do I have left?
Yeah.
So it's like, again, that mental circus. And I was so mad when Leroy didn't fucking win. Or at least, like, be in the middle. I'm like, damn it, Leroy. You're pissing me off. I was so annoyed.
Yeah. But I think, like, honestly, in my opinion, if you had a star, I wouldn't want to be in the middle. Last place or first?
I mean, in the middle, like, well, yeah, your star isn't safe, but, like, at least you can vote for who goes down.
That's true.
That's the only thing. Because, like, Leroy, I mean, like, Leroy hasn't really won most of them. So that's why I was just get in the middle. Make a a decision, at least.
I just feel like when you're in the middle, your hands are more tied. Like, at least if you're in the bottom, you could at least politic your way to not get your star taken. Do you know what I mean? Like, you could be like, hey, well, you know, don't send me down. Hey, don't send me down. Hey, don't send me down. Hey, you want to go down. Take my place. You need to get your star. You know what I mean? You can immediately start politicking your way out of it. But, like, when you're in the middle, like, all you have is a vote. And no matter who wins the vote, you voted someone down that's going head-to-head and is going to come back and take your shit.
I mean, if you've been politically well, then it's not just a vote. Sometimes the majority will play your side. Or, like, we've seen people where, like, hey, guys, my way is the right way, right? And people have done it. Mm-hmm. So I think you can politic each and every way. Where I disagree that it's worse in the middle is because you're down there. You've changed. You've packed. Like, it feels worse, probably.
Being in the bottom. It probably does feel worse.
It was like, I packed my toothbrush.
But, like, what my thing is, like, Adam, for example, like,
Adam sucks.
Adam is a fucking asshole.
I think it depends on which
so full of shit.
Yeah.
The toilet is jealous.
My goodness, what a hypocrite. But like, I feel like it depends on what type of player you are. If you're good at politicking, then, and also depends, like, are you better as like, when you're like up against the walls, like, listen, this is, my mouth is all I have. Like, or if you're better that way, I think, yeah, it very much depends on the challenger.
Yeah. So the fact that, yeah, the fact that.
And Adam is a fucking a sheep. So of course it didn't go well for him.
You know what's so funny is I saw Kara in an interview talking about this particular situation. Like, yeah, she basically agreed. She was like, Adam is an asshole. And she was like, I mean, it's just so funny because like, and she made it out to seem like it was because he never took my side from the jump, which is why his star got stolen. Mm. And meanwhile,
he's just a flip-flopper, yo.
Like, legit, Kara, it's just you and Ace. I don't think that's the heavy alliance right now.
No. And Ace is friends with everybody.
Yeah.
Because this is the moment where we saw that, right? Ace was like, who do I vote for?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
But Steve is just like, I'm good. I'm going to take a quick little shower. Listen, if I was good, I would have deep conditioned. But he's just like, I'm just going to take a quick little shower and then we'll talk more game. He exfoliated coconut scrub.
Yo, he put a leave in.
he didn't put a leave in because he's like, let me do a quick little shower, come back, and we keep talking. Like, he's like, I'm gonna do a quick little thing. He didn't deep condition.
No, he put a leave in conditioner in his hair. Leave-in. I remember he said, he was like, and I put a leave in conditioner in the hair, coconut scented, very nice. He said, I just love Steve. Steve is funny as fuck. Oh, God. Yo, Steve sat down and was like, and they're gonna send me it. So I did all that for no reason.
He's like,
this condition's gonna go to waste now.
He's like, I would have taken a longer shower if I knew.
He was like, I got so clean, now I'm about to get so dirty again. Now,
you know, I'm not there. I'm not seeing what these people are seeing, or maybe you can tell me. Flora, I think Laurel's mentioned it. I think Leroy's mentioned it. They're like, Ace is playing a really manipulative game. I think he's just a silly dude.
Yeah, I just don't think much is going on in the noggin.
I don't think he's thinking too far ahead except be nice to people when they deserve it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think he comes off as like a silly little idiot.
Because he was like that from jump. I remember he was like, I'm going to vote for, he said something along the lines of, I'm going to vote for Cam because I don't want to vote for Rachel and I don't want to vote for Kara. I want to vote. I like them both. I don't want to vote for anyone. So I'm throwing my vote.
I love that this whole challenge, from like the eating to the trivia to the heights to the swimming to all the environments, he hated voting the most.
Yeah. Voting sucks.
It was like, launch me through a cannon, but don't make me hurt anyone's feelings. I get it. I understand. But he was struggling with that, and everyone's just like, he's just so calculated, he has a lot of numbers, he's just like, I just have a big mouth. And even like when we get to they decided it's Leroy and Steven.
Yeah, they're going, they decided down. Leroy and Steve, and
I'm surprised that Ryan not wanting to go down.
I was surprised by that too.
Yeah, he's just like, I don't want to. And I'm just like, why? And like, I understand. You're just like, I'm versus really like tough people.
But that's okay. Going to be like that either way.
Yeah, when you go, everyone's to the final, tough.
Everyone's tough at this point.
You were actually the weak one. Yeah. You should have left a while ago. Honestly, if that's your mentality.
I think going against Jay, I think that was the easiest route. Because I wouldn't like, Jay, okay. Jay is a tough competitor, but he's also never been in an elimination. Mm. Leroy is pretty good. Has proven to be pretty fucking good at eliminations. Yeah, he's been sent home a couple times. But, like, Leroy's pretty good at elimination. Mm-hmm. He's a pretty boss competitor. And, Steve went down. Steve is 3-0. So I want to...
He's like the lip-sync assassin.
Yeah, of the season. He's the challenge assassin of the season. Yeah,
right now. He's the elimination assassin.
Yes.
But, like, I was so surprised. He was like, I don't want to. I'm not comfortable. I'm not ready. I don't want to fight Jay. If you don't want to fight Jay, then, like, because...
Go home now. Pack.
Yeah, because you haven't really shown us much.
Yeah.
Bless your heart. Yeah, I was like, you're just gonna... You were the boy version of Flora.
Yeah. I mean, to me, I do think Jay would be the sound option out of all the options to go in. Jay or Adam. And the reason why I say Adam is because I haven't really... I know he's a good competitor, but I just haven't seen him do anything where I'm like... You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. No, excuse me. Ryan hasn't gagged me.
Yeah.
I haven't been gagged.
I mean, Adam.
Adam. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm saying for Ryan...
Oh.
I would have chosen to either go down against Adam or Jay. Because they're the two people who have not seen elimination yet.
Mm-hmm.
No free rides.
But and, what was it?
And I don't think either one of them have done anything where it was, like, super crazy. I mean, Jay's been a pretty good competitor challenge-wise, but once again, he hasn't seen an elimination. I don't think Adam has won too often, so that's who I would go with. I wouldn't go against the two people
but Adam who've wasn't seen in the bottom
and come out consistently.
But Adam wasn't in the bottom. Right? He wasn't.
No, what I was saying, if I were to go down, those were the two people I want to go against. Hypothetically, if both options were on the table, that's who I'd want to go against.
Mm-hmm.
But, so you have Jay, who's willing to take your place and go against you. I would just take it.
Yeah.
Ask to not go down against Leroy and Steve. And if I were to choose between Leroy and Steve, I would take Steve's place because...
Yeah, but it was like, it's annoying because it's like, why are you here?
Yeah. Because Steve's a Ruts again, 3-0.
Yeah. Damn, I wish Tony stayed.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Miss Tony. Tony time. It ended early this season.
Yeah, quick. But what was it? Jake does go down. And in this elimination, it's swimming and it's colors.
Yeah.
He has a broken nose, can't swim very well. He's colorblind. And he's color fucking blind.
I would have said no.
If I have a disability, I am not going down.
And I'm fully using that. Like, if I'm dyslexic, all right? If the challenge was...
Letters
to spell each of these words. And
which
then,
has happened before.
Yeah. I would be like, Tisha, I'm dyslexic, can't read or write. I'm Jared, I'm 19, and I never fucking learned how to read. So, no, I'm not going in. And you could call me a pussy all you want, Teach. I can't fucking read. Nah, y'all producers backstage really produce. There's no way I'm going down there. No way.
Yeah, because that's just...
Me going home.
Me, a lot of effort to go home.
Yeah. You're going to put me through a lot just to go home. Yeah. No thanks. No.
It's like, just drive me to the airport. Don't make me go through hoops, bro.
So, I was rooting for Jay. Because, you know, I like Jay.
When he's the colorblind thing, I was like, you know, I think you foreshadowed this for me, Brewski. But Steve won.
Steve won. I'm not mad. It's just, I don't want Jay to win. Steve
makes me laugh, though.
Yes. Steve takes Adam's star. Adam is pissed. He said to sit on it and roll.
But I feel like...
Adam's an asshole.
Adam's mad at the wrong person.
Yeah. Because
he was immediately mad at Ace.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
And it's just like, Ace didn't do nothing. He dead as didn't do nothing.
He was like... He was mad at everyone
for
no reason. Because the truth of the matter is you can only blame yourself for not politicking well. Because, like, you voted Steve and Adam down in hopes, which doesn't make any sense, that no one would take your star after, which was kind of fucking crazy. Either way, you're in the middle group. Your star is up for grabs.
Yeah, it is.
It's up for grabs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have politicked the fuck out of that shit. I would have been like, hey, Steve.
Yeah, Adam's not good at politics.
Yeah, clearly. I'd be like, hey, Steve, I'm putting you down there for X, Y, and Z. Or, yeah, either way, your star was getting taken, my guy. You should have really lost. That idea you had to lose, that was it. That was the bread and butter.
Oh, yeah, he was the one. His pride got to him. Was Adam the one? And he's just like, I had to win.
Yeah, I had to win. I had to be in the middle group. I could, so I did it. I would have just... Once again, your fucking fault.
Yeah. Because, like, even, like, when Kara's on her own in these voting, she's just like, I also have to protect my star. So whoever's coming back, if there's a chance to take a star, let it not be mine. Like, there's a lot of steps to think about in this mm-hmm. challenge. This was really, like, 3D chess. And Adam, I think Adam just wanted people down just to vote. And it's like, I want to see them. I want one of them to leave. I'm like, yeah, but then after who wins, who is... you know, gonna pretend. And listen, I'd be mad too, because we know we're close to the end.
Why would, like, he was like, well, you know, because if two star holders go down, that means there's a star up for grabs. But we all knew that Jay was taking somebody's place. We all knew that.
Yeah.
You didn't predict for that. So, I mean, why would you think no one would take your star? It doesn't make any sense. You voted him down. This is your comeuppance. Mm-hmm. You voted him down 3 times. He went down 3 times. You did nothing.
Yeah, all you did was vote him in. You didn't, politic that at all.
No, you voted him in consistently, so now he's back.
He's just like, I'm gonna take it from you. And Ace is like, oh my God. But Ace was so heartbroken that even Leroy was fucking annoyed with him. He's like, Ace, shut up.
He was like, Ace, no one's mad at you for voting. It's a game. Vote. No one's mad at you about it. Just vote.
He's like, I'm mad at you about it. He's like, yo, shut up.
It's not life or death. No one's gonna die.
Yeah, pull your dick up. It's over.
Put your dick up. Shout out to my cousin Layla. Put your dick up.
And then Steven giving him the star. He's like, I don't deserve it. Shut up. Take it, bro. You silly bitch.
Don't be silly. You politicked great, Ace. Even though you didn't mean to. So we're heading to episode 11, where the star holders are safe. Veronica made it to a final. Wild.
Fucking bullshit.
Right? Crazy.
I guess sometimes it's good to be, underestimated. Because no one went after her because it's just a guy.
Yeah.
That's a filler queen.
Is she going? Is she going in?
Admittedly, I'm like, who do you want to see in the final? I'd love to see Veronica.
Love it.
I'd love to pass her in the final.
To be honest, she didn't do so bad in the final. I actually was, like, really proud of her.
I think I, like, ignored her existence for a lot of it. I'm not even going to hold you. I can't remember a lot except...
So, majority of the time, I just think she don't care. I realized during this season that she's smarter than I thought. So...
Oh, I do think she's really smart. I think that's why she keeps coming back and keeps lasting the way she does. Because that's all she has.
Honestly, I never think that she lasts very long. I feel like she lasts the season really long. From playing Loki, we're going to get into it in the final.
But we're in the semifinals. TJ pulled 2 stars out of his fucking ass.
You know? And I'm going to repeat this because Adam's big bad stuff. Yeah, he was like, I'm staying out of revenge at this point. I'm trying to fuck up Steve. Yo. You have anger issues. You're
fuck Steve? I'm kidding.
Yeah, he is. He want to fuck Steve so bad. Want a hand job.
Oh, sorry. But, like, I will say, TJ having them all sit down and, like with towels and everything, I'm just like, you son of a bitch, yo. That would have pissed me off.
TJ was so funny this episode.
But, yeah, he pulled 2 extra stars out of his fucking anal cavity, and he's just like, I got 2 more for you guys. And everyone's like, oh, shit. So Adam, Derek, Ryan are trying to get them fucking stars, and Avery, Flora, Laurel's trying to get them stars.
Yeah, Flora leaves early because she's like, I can't take it anymore. And TJ was like, I hate quitters, but okay. I'm like, I don't think she's quitting. I think at this point she knows.
I think she's looking at like, I think this is gonna be a chronic pain for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Because I believe Flora is one of the oldest ones there.
Yeah. I think she definitely did a great job this season and was highly entertaining. So come back.
I loved her commentary.
I love she was the.
However, if she made it seem like this is going to hurt me for a long time, I guess don't come back. But I love it, love her dearly.
I loved her commentary.
I love and her peeping is like, TJ, I'm gonna have to say, and TJ, I know he hates quitters. If I was Flora, I'd be like, well, TJ, we have beef.
TJ, I go on every challenge podcast. I'm like, me and TJ are beefing. hates quitters, and I had to quit.
I had to. Listen, if you know your limits, you know your limits. I think Flora was just like, I thought I would have left sooner. What'd y'all do? I have to do that? Okay, goodbye.
So the challenge is like, it's like a mini final.
Yeah, we're in
like,
the semifinals.
We're undoing rope, we're paddling on this little floaty thing.
We're swimming through underwater,
we're grabbing shit.
It
was intense. Honestly, very, very close between Adam and Derek.
Yeah.
Laurel's a fucking beast.
Yeah. I mean, compared to Avery, Laurel was going to win. And when I saw that, I was like, okay, so Laurel's getting her star.
But Laurel didn't only win. Like, honestly, she was smoking everyone. Honestly, if I was the guys and I saw Laurel pass everyone, even the men, I'd be like, honestly, fuck this bitch.
She's like, damn.
She gotta go home.
It's like, maybe we didn't get the right people out.
Yeah, no. Laurel, yeah, she was a beast. She canoes at home.
I don't like the way Laurel talks about herself in competition because she sounds like a dude. And she's just like, you've made the beast angry. Anger fuels me. The alpha's mad. The bull, like, it's so fun. It's so like, I'm like, yo, shut up. What is this? What? Laurel.
God.
I hate it. Hated it. And what was it? I was curious. I'm like, Derek has been doing very well this entire season. He just hasn't had the chance to go down. No one gave a shit about giving him the chance to go down. But I was thinking, I'm like Derek does very well. Do I want him to go in or like Adam just for more fuckery? Like, I was like, who do I want?
I wanted Derek. I was
rooting for want Derek a bit more, but I'm just like, what kind of shit show would it be if Adam won? What kind of shit show would it be?
I don't think it would be a shit show because they were barely speaking to each other. They're very, Steve doesn't seem like the type to get into a verbal argument, and Adam just seems like a pussy. Like, I feel like all that talk is for nothing going on at all.
But he was,
because you're doing it behind a confessional.
I mean,
booth.
The whole time, like, he's been, yes, very blasé, but now he's mad. And sometimes, like, when you're mad, it's a direct and subconscious emotion. You might do shit you might not necessarily, like, oh, I didn't think that one through. Mm-hmm. It's, yeah, so, like, you know, what have it been? Who knows? It's over. Derek got the star.
Yeah.
So that's our finale lineup. We got Cara, Nicole, Veronica, Laurel. Did I say Laurel already? I don't remember.
But you know what's funny is I wrote it in my ears. Okay, so for the girls, we got Laurel, Nicole, Cara, Veronica, the same way you did it.
And the boys, it is what's the face?
Derek, Ace, Steve, and Leroy.
Ah, Leroy. Ooh.
All right, so now we're starting the final. I love the start of this final. It was so fucking funny. It was so cute seeing TJ drive the fucking arm.
Yeah.
And then the poking.
Oh, Laurel's touching me. Stop touching your sister. Laurel, I need to use the bathroom. Steve, oh, the shitter's broken. TJ, the shitter's broken. TJ's having the time of his life.
Yeah, oh, gosh. I love how TJ's the dad of the whole cast. It's so funny.
This finale, to me, it felt like YouTuber challenges, but just stacked together. Like, I wasn't overly, like, excited until, like, towards the end. But it was, I was entertained.
Yeah, I think definitely when it comes to, like, when it's either a boy or a girl can win it, it's definitely going to be more on the endurance side and more on the puzzle side. Because, you know, there's not going to be a lot of strength shit. So I found it really annoying that Laura was still like, oh, I want to go up against Cara with something physical. Clearly, there's not going to be anything physical this whole season because it's
only
boy,
one winner.
Girl, one winner. So the first challenge is so cool because I love the cars. I wanted to do it so bad.
I'm not that type of person.
Playing paintball on top of a speeding car. Ah! So cool!
I'm falling off.
Yo, I love how... No, the attachment.
I'm falling off.
No, I'm falling off.
No, you're right. I'm not falling off. The car is flipping and it's hitting me every time. Every time it flips and hits the floor. And you know, my back. My crack.
My... They're giving a lot of money to my family, MTV, so.
Yes. Someone's suing. I know, yeah. I signed an NDA, but somebody's suing. Someone's finding a loophole. That's ridiculous. Yeah, the car's flipping over and it's landing on top of me.
Yeah, no, that looked like so much fun. So Leroy wins the first advantage. And so his first advantage is for the next elimination. It's like a star. And they have to get it through or they'll get electrocuted.
Yeah, the star is like made out of wire and it's like an electric fence and you got like, they're holding on to, I think it's like a metal, like, yeah. And they don't touch the wiring, kind of just move it around.
Yeah.
And Leroy, what was it? Very smart, you know, fucking with everyone because they can hear him, see him. So he's moving through that and he is... Ah, yeah, TJ's like fucking pissing himself.
Fuck. Gosh, everyone's like watching like, yo, he's listening like, oh my God, they're torturing him.
I will say though, when he came back and he's just like, did it really hurt that bad? He's like, yeah. I would like, Cap, if it hurt that bad, you'd be sweating. You'd be perspiring. Yeah. You'd be shaking a little bit. I'm like, you're a fucking liar.
Yeah. So,
And then Nicole was weird as fuck to me.
Nicole was like, ah, shit. And then she came back and she decided to cry to really hammer in the fact that it hurt so much.
And her saying, I want attention.
Because it is throwing people. It is. What Leroy's doing is throwing people. What Nicole did.
It almost took out Laurel.
Yeah, it's working. It is working. She wild for that, though. I just said that in my notes. Yo, Nicole was crazy for that.
That's some toxic shit. I'm not even going to hold
you. Honestly.
It's just like, oh, I did it because I like attention.
Yeah.
That's crazy. If I was old, I'd be so mad watching this back.
Yeah.
I'd be so mad.
I don't think she should be mad. I think she should watch it back knowing that she made the right decision by not continuing to be with her. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's
unbelievably toxic. But I do think that there is an amount of like, Nicole. I know Nicole likes Laura, but also. Nicole likes the game more, and also Nicole is realizing this Laurel is the biggest competition. She's like the biggest competitor there.
Yeah.
But Derek gets eliminated
because he took the longest. You got to do it fast. And I love Ace. He's just like, I've been electrocuted by like electric like fences and farms before, so I'm just gonna go through. And he's like.
Honestly, that's honestly what I would have done.
I would too. I've never been electrocuted to the point where I'm like it traumatized me or like I can't think back.
I've always thought, ow.
I mean, but... like prolonged electrical what? Electrical shocking, like prolonged, because usually it's a little moment, you know, it's a little static thing.
Yeah.
But like it can like, I guess I've had like electrotherapy on my back.
Oh.
And, like, I guess I have a high pain tolerance because they're just like, tell me when, and I'm waiting. And they're like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah. But it can get, like, it's, like, tingly. It can get really hot.
I mean, I guess electrocuted by a socket.
But like, it's, like, prolonged because, like, you got to, like.
Yeah.
So, like, it's, like, tingly and it's very hot. It gets hot very fast and it gets hot everywhere, or at least where it is. But
I would be trying to win, so.
Yeah, so shocked. I think, It is a mind over matter thing. Yeah. It would be because and like
kind of fucking killed.
She did.
Like honestly, I thought it was so badass. It like everyone's like ow, and she's like,
just like, and just keep it going. Yeah. I feel like that would be me.
Yeah. I feel like that.
I feel like if you have a low pain tolerance, you'll be like fuck shit. Like it'll like. you might really like it. It can,
if
it,
Ace was not funny. Fuck shit.
I feel like if you're very particular on continuous pain, it'll freak you out. It would.
Yeah.
It was between Derek and Laurel, and I was like, "Ooh, if Laurel leaves, shit is things are different." But nope, so close.
Yeah, I forgot who won.
Who got the advantage?
It wasn't Ace.
And Steve. I feel like Steve had so much advantages.
It might have been Steve. I didn't write down who won. Like, it's you not. So Derek was the first eliminated in the whatever.
So it broke my heart, though, because I mean, like, the whole time you did really well, and finally at the end you got your star and you're there, and never mind.
Just kidding. But now, plot twist, there's more advantages, because whoever gets eliminated has done all this politicking, and they get to pick who they're giving their star to. And Derek picks Laurel.
Nah, I was annoyed, but I knew that was coming.
I knew that was coming, too. You know what? It makes me feel like, I don't know. I do think a part of it is the editing with Laurel, because, like, not to her nothing, a lot of people like her.
Yes.
Yeah. A lot. Like, inside the show, outside the show, like, a lot of people like her, so it makes me feel like...
I think she is very compassionate, and I think she can compartmentalize herself in situations. So when it's not the game, she's very kind. Maybe she's even motherly. I feel like I've seen that a little bit. She's very caring. She, like, that's like her initial thing. Even like when Nicole lost Tony, well, Tony didn't die, but when Tony left and Nicole immediately started crying, Laurel felt the need to comfort. Yeah. I would never comfort an ex, especially if we left on certain, the terms that we left on. Never. Yeah. It wouldn't even... I don't have that bone in my body. Laurel does. And people, maybe she remembers things about people, and that's, I guess, boring television. So that's probably not what we're seeing. But I believe she has that in her, and I think she's like, okay, that's like Laurel friendly mode. Now we're in the game. Fuck everyone in my way, bulldoze. And that's the entertaining part.
Okay, so here's why. Because I told everyone, you know.
You told everyone.
I said on the podcast, if I'm not rooting for Leroy or Kim, I'm rooting for another woman. Now, I think. At the moment, I'm still Leroy. The reason why I didn't root for Kara is because I don't like the way Kara speaks about other people in the competition. And I don't like the way she speaks about Laurel in particular, because I feel like. She was like, we haven't seen Boss Laurel come out to play yet. I'm like, I don't know. I think it's just because she's in a relationship with someone that she's not fond of, that she's like, oh, she's losing it. She's not there right now. I just think, I don't like this narrative that a person can't be romantic, particularly a woman can't be romantically involved and focus on the competition. I don't like that narrative. I just hate that narrative. And I feel like even with, like, the tumultuousness between Nicole and Laurel, I think that even when you see some of the clips, it seems like it was actually mentally healthy for Laurel. Because if she wasn't there, her whole mind would have been caught up on the competition. And when Laurel's whole mind is caught up on the competition, I've never seen it gone well for her. I think it's good to have a mental break when you're not in it. But when she was in it, and when it was time for her to click, Laurel fucking clicks.
She did.
Okay? She clicked, and I just thought it was, like, bullshit for her to, like, say that. And I don't like, I just don't like the way she talks about people in the competition, because it's like not everything is so black and white all the fucking time. I wonder what sign she is.
Taurus.
You know, I love Tauruses, but that's the thing with Tauruses. They think things have
or
to
if
be
you
a
don't
certain way.
Speak astrology.
Yeah.
Kara's just fucking stubborn.
She's stubborn. That's it. That makes sense. I really want Kara to get a third win. Don't get me wrong. But I really do think that the way she speaks about other people and the way she creates these grand conspiracies just really work up my
Stubborn
nerve.
And DeLulu.
Stubborn and DeLulu, I just don't like it.
It's tough. I think...
I always want that glass to shatter.
What was it? I know what you mean. I don't like the narrative, like, people can't have it, or especially women can't have it all. I think when it bothers me is when you feel like... Because when you're attached to someone, they can either lift you up or be an anchor.
Yeah.
And from the... if you were to read it on paper, Nicole sounds like an anchor.
Nicole does sound like an anchor. Yeah.
She really does.
But I think Laurel did a good job of not allowing her to get anchored too much. That first challenge was wild. But, I mean... Once again, Nicole is... Laurel is Nicole's biggest competition, and Nicole knew it.
Yeah, and what was it? And I think Laurel, maybe towards the end, started to realize that Laurel's biggest competition was herself. Because, look, at the end of it, she really ate that up. But we are into the next phase of the finale.
So I spoke to my notes. It says... Naples wins advantage. Who the fuck is Naples? Oh, Nicole. Okay, so the next elimination. Yes, okay, so the peppers. So they have to, like, bring up the peppers and eat the peppers. The leg thing would throw me.
The what thing?
The leg thing would throw me. Lifting up your leg to eat the...
Oh, yeah, they did have to do that. Sorry, I was cooking while I was watching that. I was thinking, I'm like, should I add pepper?
But,
I was making carne asada. Yes. And I thought, like, oh, well, this is nice and silly and very YouTube.
I would suck at this. I hate spicy things. I think I might just swallow it and pretend I'm not in pain, but I also hate lifting my legs up really high. I can, though. I can lift my legs up really high, but I wouldn't want to do it and also eat hot pepper. I don't think I'd do good at this.
I have no balance, so I'm falling.
Yeah, and that's also the other thing. And
my equilibrium has always been bad.
And putting my foot leg up, that would be a lot.
I feel like I could eat the peppers. It's the aftermath. Because I could eat them. I could probably just, chow them down. And then be like, whew, okay. Now, yeah, the revenge is seeking through with these peppers because I've killed them. Yeah, okay. I'd be feeling it.
So.
Especially if it's a scotch bonnet. Like, you fucking Christ, and a ghost pepper? Like, relax.
So,
And then it's like a balancing drink one.
Yeah. So yeah, the elimination is a balancing drink. That seemed really fucking hard. Insanely fucking hard.
Yeah, I had to keep going back and be like, "What are y'all doing?"
Nicole's advantage for winning the last challenge was the line was lower for her spit thing. It was just a lot for Elmo. I can't believe Veronica beat Leroy. Because Leroy did get sent home, and it was making me mad, because I was like, Leroy, focus! That was me at home.
Yeah, that's when I, like, I put the heat down, and I looked at my phone, like, are you being serious right now, Leroy?
So, yeah, Veronica stays, Leroy goes home, Leroy gives his star to Steve. Makes sense. Steve hasn't really fucked with him all season.
Yeah.
And the rest of them have. So.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm like, who's he going to give it to? And I was like, Steve. I'm like, oh, yeah, Steve.
Yeah. So that leaves off. Laurel has two stars. Steve has two stars. Kara and Ace only have one. So they're heading into the next elimination, which is three separate rooms. One room, they get set on fire. They have to set these stars on fire and then use these balls and throw them to try to get them to ignite. Once all four balls ignite, they're done with that room. The next room is they're rolling down a ball. They roll a ball down to try to get it in between one of the arcs. And then they continue doing that till they get it through. The next room is slamming down hammering three nails down into a hardwood surface. And yeah, whoever gets, each one of them have to pick one room. Whoever gets that room done the fastest wins the challenge. Now, Ace and Kara, since they won the last elimination, they finished first in the last elimination, they get first dibs at the rooms. And both of them pick the fire room. Now there's whispering going on behind Laurel and Nicole's back, and Nicole just is laughing, and Laurel's like trying to figure out what's going on. And basically it's that she wants Laurel to get the nails. Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. She thinks that Laurel can't do the nail thing. Yeah, I wouldn't want to do the nail thing either. Which room would you choose?
I'd probably choose the fire because I like fire.
I like fire.
I don't think it would be a strategic decision, to be honest. No,
to be real.
It'd be
impossible. The way I knew that we were both going to come to that decision.
Because, I've suffered enough. Fire. It's time to play.
Yeah.
We're playing now.
Like, you're going to set me on fire?
Let's do it.
Crazy. Let's do it. Yeah, I think strategically, yeah, I wouldn't want to do the nail and the thing because, yeah, I've, you know, attempted to put a nail in a hardwood, and it's hard. It's difficult. I wouldn't want to do it. It took me a long time, and I wouldn't want to do it. And I stand beside it.
Period.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do it. I agree with Ace, who also is a carpenter, and says that's hard. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, if Ace doesn't want to do it, I'd be like, fuck.
Yeah, nope. But yeah, then then it doesn't really work out. Laurel gets into the nail room, and she focuses up.
Yeah.
And does it quickly.
Quite quickly.
Yeah.
I would have hurt the fuck out of myself.
It looked like Laurel wasn't even thinking. Laurel was like,
Die.
Yeah, she wrapped it up. You know, it does seem like that would hurt your arms.
I think I would slip and, like, hit my fingy on something.
Absolutely. I've hammered my finger before. Ouchie.
Part of me thinks I'm going to go straight through and hit myself in the gooch. I'm destroying this block of wood and also my femur.
We would have both picked the fire room. Between the ballroom and the nail room, which one would you have chosen?
Ball.
The ballroom, too. You know, I was so surprised that both people that chose the ballroom both went home.
Tragic.
So Nicole and Veronica have chose the ballroom, and they both lost. They chose to double stack Laurel and give Laurel 4 advantages. I love that for them.
If I was Kara, I'd be so fucking mad.
Be nicer. Be likable in any capacity.
She's always talked about being a lone wolf. Mm-hmm. And, like, at this point, is it not a decision? But she still acts like it's not.
No. It's not a decision.
No, I think she decides to be alone. Like, she decides to be an asshole. Not super approachable. What was it? I feel like, babes, you're the common denominator a little bit. Like, not the full narrative. Like, some people with no friends, there's a reason for that. Like, that's not always, like, you know, real. But, like, damn, Kara.
Yeah.
Each and every time.
Yeah, it's a decision.
That's where I feel like, yeah, you're just like, is it subconscious? Are you seeing what we're seeing? Or is just... Or does MTV tell you, hey, we kind of, like, set you up in this role. Just feed into it, would you? Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because some people, yeah, in reality, they just play assholes on TV. And in real life, they're, like, a bit more tame.
Yeah. Yeah, no. I don't know. I think Kara's a bit of both. I really do think...
A bit of both, yeah.
I really
she plays very well.
Kara, I don't know. She reminds me a little like me in the sense where it's like, we have trouble catching up with people. So, like, even if your friend's on the show, that doesn't necessarily mean she's going to hit you up behind closed doors. Mm. And I think that's just a thing. But also, I think Kara... No one wants to be around someone who's constantly victimizing herself.
Yeah.
And it's constant. Like, I just, like, we all watch the same show. Like, it's not always you're the victim. Like, sometimes you're a bit of an asshole.
Yeah, because that disagreement with Cam made no sense. And it could be the way it's edited, but it made absolutely no sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It was like, hey, you asked me to have your back. And I was like, no. And then you got mad at me. And that's really selfish of you. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all had different games, and so that's what happens. You'll act accordingly. It's the taking a personal part.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, you don't treat these people like day ones.
No.
But you expect that behavior. That's how it comes off, especially with, what was his name? Michael? No. Brian was his name.
Yeah, no, what also gets on my nerve, it's like, especially with the whole Cam thing, it was like, oh, well... I'm not going to have your back for this certain situation because I'm trying to keep my star, which I understand. But also later in a different episode where people didn't want to vote the way that you wanted them to vote, you were like, I just can't believe no one's having my back. It's the same thing. People are going to vote selfishly.
That's a tea.
That's why I think, like, she's a hypocrite. I just think if you're not doing what she wants you to do, you're against her. But she's never going to do what you want her to do. So it doesn't make any sense. If the whole thing was, oh, well, it's just a game, then bitch, just play it.
So now who are we left with? Laurel. Mm-hmm. Carr. Ace. Yes. Steven? Is that it?
My goodness. Mm-hmm. That's it. Those are the final four. So yeah, they get into the thing. There's like multiple obstacle courses. I'm not gonna explain both of them. I don't know how Steve messed up.
Me neither.
I don't get it. I don't know if it's producer trickery.
Yeah, I rewatched it and I was just like, am I like okay? I like don't fully. I mean, I don't know if it's producer trickery because Steve was like, I just cost myself money. Love that for me. So I don't
see what he thinks behind closed doors.
I mean, he said in confessional, he said it while he was going through the challenge. So I don't know if,
no, because a lot of the time, sometimes people will be like, yeah, no, that was bullshit. People are trying to like edit it in a certain way and they're not going to say it while they're there.
Or they're not going to put it in.
Yeah. And MTV is not going to put it in.
And Ace don't want to eat them shits.
Yeah, that was so funny.
He really didn't want to.
I like how he set them free after.
I love that I saw that at the end. But what was it? Steve cost himself some time because he fucked up. Mm-hmm. And
Laurel. They find out that basically the stars mean that you could skip that certain...
guys.
Yeah. So Carl and Ace only get one skip. Laurel gets four.
You know what? You better fucking work, bitch. Yeah.
So Laurel wins.
Laurel wins at the end because she just goes straight through. And I love in the confessional. I love the way they edit and they make it seem. Kara's like, I'm not stopping no matter what. I'm coming for you, Laurel. You're like a mile away. Yeah. It's like, don't even make it seem like it's close. It's not.
Yeah. I was like, at one point I was like, oh, is she catching up with her? No.
Nope. It's the way they're editing and talking about it. You know, the music starts, you know, popping. It's like, going off. At this
point, when someone takes off that early, you know they're winning. You know they got there. So, yeah, Laurel wins. It's her second win. I thought it was her third.
I can't think of another time where she won. Congratulations, Laurel. See, this, even though she wasn't the winner I wanted from Jump, this like proves like this game is political, y'all. Yeah. I'm tired of people coming into the challenge and being like, nah, I'm not gonna do that part of this game. It's a big part of the fucking game.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, what was it? And we've talked about it a few times, but like when we look back on like, you know, the latest MTV, the challenge, you know, challenge looking for a new champion. Like, what was it? Horacio's a phenomenal athlete, but he had no political game except for his girlfriend. And that was not enough. He was sent in every fucking time. So, like, yeah, politics matter. Look at Veronica. She's not the best athlete, but look, she, you know, she beat out some of y'all big bads. Not directly, but that doesn't matter in the challenge. It doesn't. Mm-hmm. So, Laurel, this was like a masterclass.
I mean, we saw that with the whole conversation Zach had with Horacio. He was like, Horacio was like, I don't want to play politics. I just want to go in. I want to do my thing and I want to win. And that's how I want to do it. And then Zach was like, you know, I thought the same way. You got like two more losses in you till you decide to switch it up. like maybe there's something to this talking to people.
What did Horacio say?
And to her, I don't know. I don't remember what he said. He was like, I just don't know, man. He's like, no, it's like you really got to do it. Like, I don't know. I don't remember what he said in return. I think he just laughed. He's like, after a while, I continue to do it. It was just, you need to build relationships. You need to have friends.
Yeah. Because, like, what was it? You're giving them a reason to send you in every time. Mm-hmm. Unless you're on somebody's team. And, you know, you don't know which challenge you're getting into. You don't know if it's a group one. You don't know if it's a duo or if it's just solo. So, yeah. Horacio, you got to make friends. Mm-hmm. Not to be a dick, but he's just like, I don't know, I've always been hot and that's worked. I've just been hot and strong.
Remember the first season he was on? It's like, I think it was like Bananas who was like, Horacio's, my God.
What a stoic Greek god of a man. Like, yo, relax.
Yo, but facts, I was like, oh, damn.
But, Brewski. Yeah. If you have no political game, that's a big weakness. It is.
Yeah, it is.
It's a big weakness. What was it? And Kara's is like, you know, won twice. Phenomenal competitor. When you think of the challenge, she is one of the big ones you think about.
Yeah.
And still, no political game, no win.
Yeah. It's facts.
Are we getting a reunion?
I don't think so. Pisses me off because we got to talk to Adam.
Yeah, Adam. What's
we
up?
We need a re-up with Nicole and Laurel.
Do you think these hookers are just like, nah, no reunion? Or some of them?
I don't know. And to be honest, quite frankly, I don't give a damn. I want a reunion.
I do.
Bring those asses the fuck back.
I want someone who's messy to run the reunion. Because I feel like everyone is too, like, I know it's heavily produced. I know. But I feel like you're not asking the questions how I want them to be asked. I want an interrogation. Let's go more in. Because, like, we've had Miss Menounos. And we've had, like, previous challengers, like The Miz.
Devin.
And Devin.
Yeah, Devin's hosted a reunion.
Really? I don't remember. Yeah. Can't remember that.
I feel like she has. Am I making that up?
Oh, she?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of...
Oh, girl Devin.
I think you may be correct. But, like, what was it? Yes. Someone to gather the mess.
Yeah. I need someone to gather the mess.
Gather the mess.
Yeah. I wish there was a reunion. God damn it.
Yeah, but I don't believe there is. Because, like, this finale came out a week ago from when we're filming. So a reunion would have come out. Mm-hmm. All we have is...
Boo, you whore.
Boo. Come on, MTV. What the fuck?
I just think MTV was too busy with the other challenge season that they have stacked up, so they just were like, no reunion. We've never done a reunion for All-Stars. We're not going to. Fuck you.
They haven't?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think they have. I think at least for the first season, because I remember, yes, being in a chair with a hat
as yes, a winner. Yes, you're right.
Yes, I just remember him being very humble. Like, oh, God. Thank you for joining us. We're definitely gonna do this again. I love talking about the challenge.
Yeah, so I'm sure, you know, once we roll out one season, I'm sure give them like 2 months, they're gonna they're gonna start rolling out the next one.
Yeah,
they're consistent.
Mama was it. Maybe we should start talking about Drag Race. We love talking about Drag Race. Yeah, I don't I think I'm tired. Drag Race. You want to talk about Drag Race?
We'll fall Drag Race.
Because I think Drag Race is getting messier.
Yes, love it.
Me too, but not just messier on camera, off.
Yeah.
And what was it? Yes, I want to talk about it more.
All right. Well, should we do cards?
I guess we all
need to. What are we doing a card for now?
What was it? Right. I don't know.
So at the end of every episode, we normally pull a card to discuss. Ooh, maybe let's do the next winner.
Ooh.
The next winner of the challenge. Knight of Cups.
Contentment, satisfaction, gratitude, wish come true. Okay, so maybe an underdog.
Oh, okay, wow. All right, well, thank you guys for watching this episode. Like and share. Comment what you think of the last finale. And
thank you for dreaming with us.
Bye.